Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. But now, welcome on to the call of the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough one for your team on Saturday, a 21-17 loss at home to UAlbany. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, it was a really good game, very competitive game, very much back-and-forth game. A lot of the stat lines were, you know, very similar, almost identical. Both teams had 18 first downs. Both teams had 360-some, you know, total yards in the game. The biggest difference was third down. Offensively, they converted better than we did. And then I think the biggest single difference in the game was the two fumbles. They were plus two. We were minus two. And to their credit, you know, they do a great job of hunting the ball, and they've got guys on defense that can make plays, and they were able to get the ball out a couple times. We were up 17-14, had the ball on the one-yard line and fumbled it, and had a chance to go up and extend our lead. If we would have scored there, we could have gone up 10. And they got the ball out, and then they were able to go down, take a drive later in the game, and take the lead. So, you know, Greg's doing a great job up there with that program, and I think this is a really good-looking Albany team. I think it's a really physical Albany team. They execute well. They play hard. They got playmakers. They got guys on the perimeter that can make big plays. The quarterback does a good job making good decisions. Mo Farr runs the ball hard. Defensively, they can rush the passer. You know, and I think they're a very formidable team, and I thought it was a really good football game. Just disappointed that we came up short.
Yeah, I was going to say, offensively, you're able to do some things and move the ball, put yourself in position. How frustrating as a coach when you get the turnovers like that you did, especially there in the second half?
Well, you know, we had 17 points in the second quarter, and I think we went into the locker room with a lead, and in the second half we did not score. And again, that's always a combination of credit to their defense and how they chose to play the game, but disappointing on our end. We had the ball across the 50 numerous times in the second half and just never really were able to get down there and get points. The fumbles obviously hurt us. Took a sack or two that, you know, knocked us out of field goal range, and it was just kind of one of those games. I mean, it was a good, hard-fought game. No doubt, you know, could have gone either way. They ended up making the bigger plays in the bigger moments. You know, that's really what it came down to. They made the bigger plays in the bigger moments. Our kids made plays. You know, our running backs ran well, and Nolan played a solid game. And defensively, you know, you'd like to think that, you know, in this league, you know, you hold someone to 21, you get a good chance of, at home, a good chance of coming out with a win. But they made the bigger plays in the bigger moments, you know, and that's really, I think, what it came down to. And it's kind of been our storyline here of late, the last couple weeks, kind of a untimely error, you know, on our part. And we're just not making ourselves hard to beat. We're not doing the things that good teams do in those moments. So, you know, full credit to Coach Catuso and his staff and his kids.
You touched on UAlbany's success this year. I think they forced 22 turnovers, so you guys certainly aren't the only ones that make big plays. And I know you're frustrated maybe with your defense's inability to create some of those same type of plays. How as a coach, do you coach the forcing turnovers and forcing big plays?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, sometimes in a given season, your stats in those areas change dramatically, and you often coach the same things, you know. So I think it has a little bit to do sometimes with the players you have in your program and their confidence in their playmaking ability. You know, when you're confident as a tackler, you're even more willing to go in there and go after the football. When you're not a very confident tackler, you know, it's not as easy to go in there and go after that football, you know, and try to take it away. So I think some of that is confidence. I do think some of that is really ball awareness. And I would say of all the things that that I would recognize about their defense is they're very ball aware, and you can't be ball disruptive. You can't take the ball away unless you're first very much ball aware, and they see the ball, and they're trained to see the ball, and when they have a chance to get to that ball, they're getting to that football. And, you know, thus, and they have some good athletes out there on defense that really like to hunt and chase, and we kind of saw it firsthand out here on Saturday.
Defensively, a couple of guys that, as you said, you hold them to 21 points, and Kendrick Whitehead with another nice game, 12 tackles, Noah Plack, another sophomore, 9 tackles, a couple of pass breakups. You're playing an awful lot of young guys on that defensive side of the ball. How have you seen that unit grow?
Well, I think they're growing, you know, they're on schedule. I'm really proud of these kids. I mean, they're working hard, and, you know, we're, you know, struggling through a stretch here where, you know, winning football games is getting harder. But, you know, great effort, great energy. These guys are practicing hard. And you know, defensively, I was just in the defensive staff room kind of getting ready for Stony Brook, watching our game from last year, and we had 10 seniors out there for most of the game on defense, you know. So, you know, this is a new wave of guys that is playing, and they're talented. They care about Delaware. They play hard. They care for each other. I'm very optimistic, you know, very excited, you know, about what we're going to be able to do. Now, they got to do it Saturday, and they got to put themselves in a position where they can make more plays to impact the outcome of the game. And I think that's the thing that we haven't been doing defensively. You know, we're not sacking the quarterback the way you need to. We're not taking the ball away the way you need to. So we're playing hard. We play fast. These kids are physical. They're having fun. They're united. They're doing a lot of really good things. Got to do more things to impact the outcome of the game. And, you know, hopefully here, this weekend at home we can, and finish the season strong that way as we recognize and honor our seniors, and then, you know, build momentum here into our future.
As you said, you got Stony Brook coming in on Saturday. They're certainly a team that has been formidable year in and year out. As you've started to study them, what impresses you about that team, and what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, a little premature, maybe, you know, to speak at a high level here. I see really more the same in terms of, you know, what you see when you play against Stony Brook. I mean, they're physical, and they got two running backs again this year, two different guys. I guess they got three running backs, but quarterback's athletic. They're big in the offensive line. They're going to use tight ends in their formations, you know, and he's efficient throwing it. They will throw it down the field. They look like they're doing maybe a little more RPO from week to week. But at the end of the day, you know, they want to pound the ball down in there and soften the defense and do everything off of that. And then defensively, they're fast, and they're multiple. They're moving, a lot of moving targets. And, you know, it looks here, you know, sometimes they benefit, sometimes the offense gets a play, you know, and kind of as they're, you know, moving and pressuring and doing different things. So, you know, at this stage, I mean, it just looks so much more the same to me. And when I say that, I mean, you know, hard playing, talented, well-coached group of young men. And it should be a really good game. I mean, it's just kind of, I guess, the storyline, right? But it should be a really good game. And you know, we got to find a way to make a couple of those impactful plays to find a way to secure victory.
And as you touched on Senior Day for you, certainly a smaller group than a year ago, but maybe just some comments on what this group has meant to your program.
Yeah, well, it's really been a great group of guys for me. And again, when you come in anew, you always you always want to be able to connect. You know, with the seniors that were there at the time, and then you want to be able to connect the dots, you know, and kind of bridge, you know, to the newer, younger players coming into your program. And that transformation, it's real, and sometimes it takes a little while, you know, but this group here just, you know, for me, just really proud of how they bought in and how they helped us here the last couple of years kind of, you know, get up above and have a couple 7-win seasons and back into the playoffs. And and, you know, disappointed in where we're at in this moment this year record-wise, but, you know, not disappointed with the effort and certainly not disappointed in these seniors in terms of their commitment to our program. And we certainly want to do something here to send them out at home right, and the best way to do that is to be able to celebrate victory.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, bro.
Thanks.